Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. Today, we're continuing our look at 10 people you cannot help. Now, I know that phrase seems a bit hard. I mean, after all, we would love to help everyone. But in reality, it is impossible to control someone's will. And until they're ready, they just may be one of the 10 people you cannot help. The third person you cannot help is someone who wants you to disobey God. A relative or a close friend wants you to help them, but in order to do it, you've got to do something that you know is against God's will. It may even be illegal. Maybe it involves you falsifying a document or lying to a series of questions. And even though man may never know the difference, God knows what you've done. And in an effort to help your friend, you've hurt yourself. Such a request is loaded with selfishness, and the next time it happens to you, know that this is one of the 10 people you cannot help. The fourth person you cannot help is someone who desires a different outcome than you. Years ago, a dear friend of mine, who is a professional musician, was going through a difficult time in his life. I wanted to help him get back on his feet so that he could get a solid job and also play his instrument in church again. He wanted me to help him get back on his feet so he could return to playing in nightclubs again. This type of a request is what I call selective help. In other words, the person is saying, "I want your help, but I also want to choose how and when you help me." And if that is the case, this is one of the 10 people you cannot help. What you really have to do is define the word help, and then decide if your efforts are a genuine solution to the problem, or if they're actually helping the person stay messed up. When Jesus ascended into heaven, he said, "I must go so that I can send you the Comforter," that is, the Holy Spirit. He's a counselor and a guide. He also knows exactly what your friend that needs help is going through and the best way to help him. So pray and ask God to help you know how and when to help your friends and loved ones. And join me again tomorrow as we continue with 10 People You Cannot Help. That's Family Matters. I'm Paul Kendall.
For more Family Matters, log on to ZionTabernacle.com.